Welcome to Coaching and Cocktails, the podcast. Whoops. Hi.
Hi.
I almost accepting the request
to record.
I won't lie. I was looking at my email and I almost like declined it because I almost hit the button while I didn't know you were hitting.
That would have been awkward. I would have just been sitting here like, la di da di da.
Well, actually, one of my podcasts that I listen to that I love, I know you don't love it. I love it. True Crime Obsessed. Mm-hmm. And Obsessed. They have two of them. Last week, they said that they did the whole like hour long product because they have a real professional production and they had never hit record.
Oh, shit.
Yep. So then they were doing like the replay. Can you imagine? They got to the end.
I have that fear every single time we record that like I accidentally paused it or, you know, or when it goes to, you know, because we're using this, doing this on Zoom, or that it like doesn't save after the fact or something like that.
And I'm like, is this thing on?
Yeah.
Anyway, so we're
not professional producers or anything. It's just me.
Right.
Yep. And in case you're wondering what this is, it's Coaching and Cocktails, the podcast. And it's not just me for a change.
Right.
Myself, Brandy, decided that she could join us today.
Well, that was not really framed in the way it should be framed. But that's a good lead into our discussion of
What have you been up to? Why haven't you been here? Where have you been?
Well, I've been here. So I've been working on a project. Mm-hmm. And so that's kind of what we wanted to pop in today, sort of get a summer summary and talk about what we've been working on. I have been working on a 8-part project that we are going to actually launch this summer in a binge session. So it's not that I have been delinquent in my work. You're going to get to hear literally, I think it is 8 or 9 hours of me talking nonstop this July.
That's a lot.
It's a lot of hours. So, you've been doing your project on you, right? And now you guys are here. And then we're going to run this new project of following a client start to finish, kind of in the theme of our whole year of just telling people's stories. Yeah, that's going to kind of round out the year.
It became kind of the year of the empowerment. I mean, we had the empowerment project. I still hope we get some more of those. And I think we will as we kind of have clients going through the process this year. It's, I guess, the year of storytelling of our lives.
I think it's been really cool. You know, when you think back to how we started this year with the individual stories of people, mm-hmm. and that theme, there's just so much power in people telling their own stories. We obviously talked through the clients who sent ones in. Now you're telling your story in a little docu-series, and then people are going to get to hear our client / my sister go through her story live.
Right.
So there's no editing involved in that. It's literally, what was the old MTV show, Unplugged?
Yeah.
You get to hear it unplugged.
Unedited, and you know, it's, and the same theme of kind of the empowerment series that we did, and we kind of have a little intro and then we have a little exit, you know, chat, you and I, after kind of listening to your live check-ins with your sister. So, I mean, she's really going through the process that we go through with all of our clients. I mean, it's kind of, you're going to get a really good taste of really what we do. And I think, like, you know, I know I said this in some of our recordings from her sessions, but people are going to see themselves in her. I don't like something, right? There is something you will see in her struggle.
Yeah. And I think that's what's cool about people telling their stories, right? Like you can always see something in there and it's from a different perspective. Right. So we are going to binge drop those for everybody. It's either 8 or 9 episodes that will carry everybody through this summer and into the early fall while we work through our lives this summer and clients and shows and all of that. And then we will be back in the early fall to pick up the next season. with, I'm sure, some other brilliant theme that we will spend the time thinking about this summer.
Well, you know, we are going to, I think, you know, we decided we would pop in with a couple of like show reviews and things mm-hmm. like that, because, you know, right now, so we're actually recording this on June 14th, which is my anniversary, by the way.
Happy anniversary.
Our shows kind of pick back up in August, and then it's like full steam ahead through, as of right now, we have shows planned through, November, definitely the end of October. I have a couple that are starting to look at like November, December shows. So as of right now, we have like two shows in August and a show in September, two shows in September and two shows in October. We have a lot of pros hitting the stage for their pro debut. So the first time as pros on the stage. We have a lot of new amateurs. So I've been posting some pictures recently of like, you know, some of the clients getting ready for the fall, but I'm really excited for the summer and fall shows.
It's going to be busy, busy, busy. And we'll get some interviews and all of that out on a lot of those clients, especially the people who are competing pro for the first time. That might be some interesting discussions.
Yeah. I mean, and if I can ever make myself do it, because I'm always so fucking exhausted after a show, and so is everybody, we're all sort of brain dead, but I still really want to, like, okay, everybody come back to my hotel room after the show and let's do a quick debrief, but it's never happened.
Yeah. Everybody kind of scatters to the winds at the end of a show, understandably, because families are there mm-hmm. and, you know,
but it still would be fun if I could do that. And then, you know, like a round table kind of thing, like, you know, maybe or even like the night before, if I could, again, if I wasn't brain dead the night before a show, cause I'm, you know, and cause they're usually all in the hotel room with me at some point. Right. So I always say I'm going to do a recording, but I haven't done it yet.
Yeah. It'll happen eventually.
It might happen at some point.
Yeah. So that's kind of what we're up to. So this is our summer check-in. My kids get out of school tomorrow, which is just kind of a stunning concept because they just started school and now they're out of school. But, you know, the end of school, I think, kind of marks the beginning of the next year. So I just, while it's just been a very strange year and it's almost kind of sad of how much everybody missed, but it's kind of the beginning of, I think, the new chapter for everybody. Such a beginning that I'm going to Las Vegas in July.
Like, yeah. So tell us your plans. You got a lot going on this summer. You're doing a lot of traveling. Where are you going?
So we're not technically going on a family trip to Vegas. Technically, we're going on a family trip to the Grand Canyon and Hoover Dam. It's just a lot easier to stay in Vegas. So that's what we are doing. I'm actually like really looking forward to it because I love Vegas, but it's my favorite place on earth. So I am going to take the kids down to like see the Venetian, we're going to go like in the safe hours, like 8 to noon when mm-hmm. like all the drunks already got home and haven't come back out again.
Yeah.
You know, my kids don't need to experience like my version of Vegas quite yet.
We took Nicholas to Vegas several years ago.
Yeah.
When we went to judge a show. So, I mean, yeah, Vegas is not my favorite place at all, but I know you love it. So
I love Vegas. So we're going to do a spa. My sister's coming and my mom's coming. So we're going to do a spa day. We have a couple of really cool dinner reservations. We're staying a half hour outside of Vegas at a resort. So, you know, when I say we're going to Las Vegas, we're not staying on the strip. It's, you know, so far away, like out where like the JW is. So it'll be nice. And, you know, we're going to fly, which obviously I haven't flown in a long time, and do all the travel stuff, which I'm not exactly concerned about the COVID situation right now. I'm more concerned about everybody just kind of acting crazy and no rental cars and shortages on everything. And you have to get reservations for everything, like things you can normally walk into. You still have to get reservations for everything. So that's a little different, but I'm still really looking forward to it.
Then you're going to San Antonio?
I'm going to San Antonio in September because a friend of mine got married last year and her wedding got canceled. So they went ahead with the wedding, but they moved the reception to this September.
Okay.
So that's fun. That'll just be me and my sister. And I I legitimately like booked this in the height of COVID and I got online. I'm like, what is the most expensive and luxurious hotel in San Antonio? Great. That's where I'm staying. I'm like, I don't care. If I ever get out of South Riding, I'm going big.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you got to.
Right?
I just, is that it? Why do I feel like there's another trip?
Nope. That's it as far as I know.
Yeah. Well, you're going to come hang out with me for the Presidential Cup in Baltimore. I mean, that's traveling for you.
That's traveling. Yeah, that's a 3-hour drive each direction for me.
Sort of traveling. So what do I got going on this summer? So the first week in August, we're doing our family vacation to Fort Myers. So we rented a house in Fort Myers on the water, which I absolutely love. And it's got its own pool and everybody has their own bedroom and everybody has their own bathroom. But my mother-in-law is basically taking the whole family for, my nephew Ivan's graduation, 'cause he graduated this year. So she's sort of fronting the bill for this one and I'm not complaining.
Yeah.
But oh my God. So she paid for like house and everything. And we do miles on Southwest, but the rental car in Fort Myers,
right?
So fucking expensive.
So rental cars are the problem right now.
What in the hell? It was like, I mean, I did a lot of searching and research and I finally like did some finagling where like I joined Avis as like a business customer. I mean, you know, and like all this shit to like try to get some kind of account. Because I mean, we have 5 people traveling plus a lot of luggage for a week. So we need like a minivan or like a giant SUV for like $1,000
yes.
a week. I was like, holy shit. So anyway, I finagled it all and I think I ended up getting it down to about 700, but yeah. Rental cars are in fucking insane. But hold on to that thought, because I found another really cool option that's not available everywhere, but I'll get to that. So that's August. And then of course I'm traveling for all the shows. We have Presidential Cup in Baltimore. And then August 28th, I got to go up to Allentown, Pennsylvania for a show. And then September, going down to Norfolk for a show. And then October, the first weekend in October, we're actually, I don't have clients in this show, but we're going to one of my favorite places, Nashville, and we're going to judge a show. So, you know, we finagled that with our buddy Sully, who is promoting the show. And I was like, hey, we love Nashville. We'll come judge for you. So we're in Nashville the first weekend in October. And then I think it's back up to Baltimore for another show the second weekend in October. And then it's to Pittsburgh, where I've never been to Pittsburgh, for the Yorton Cup, October 24th. And I think that's it, like travel wise for shows and such. And then in December, for our family Christmas gift from my mother-in-law, clearly she's an amazing mother-in-law, where she's sending us to the Dallas, Cowboys, almost said Redskins, Washington football team game on December 26th, which is Eric's birthday. So we're actually leaving Christmas night and we're coming back Monday morning because the game's on Sunday. So we just booked all of that. Now here's what I found really cool. And they do not have this at all the airports yet, but I found it just searching on rental cars. So have you heard of this thing called Avail?
No.
AIL, like available, but just shortened to Avail. So it's people renting out their own cars.
Oh yeah. There's another company that does it too.
Right. It's a ride sharing program.
Yeah.
Right? But there's a company, this company Avail actually handles all the reservations and all of that stuff. It was, I mean, not even half the price of a regular rental car. I mean, we got like this amazing deal. I know we only needed like a little tiny car, 'cause it's just like the three of us going. But I want to say it was like maybe $100 for 2 nights. And it's already covered by insurance. Like, so you don't have to go through all that bullshit you have to go through with every rental car company. You want to cover it and then you got to pay for gas. Mm-hmm. You got to do this. You got to do all that shit. So it's like, it's covered by Allstate. I think all the cars are covered by Allstate. They rent them from, like one of those, like parking spot places. So there's like off airport, you know, so you take the shuttle to like the parking spot, like place. And then they do all the car stuff there. So you can like add an extra driver for free where, you know, you have to pay for that with like regular rental car companies. And you only have to be 18. So you don't have to be 25 like you do other rental car companies. But I looked and it's only available at like maybe 6 or 7 airports. But this was at Dallas Love Field. So, yeah, I thought, I was like, shit, I hope I can find that at like, so I'm trying to do more, like out of the box thinking with all these different options for like, so like in Dallas, instead of getting a hotel, cause the hotels were expensive as fuck, I found an apartment to rent on VRBO, which is walking distance from the stadium. And it was literally half the price.
But with all the, what I hate about Airbnb and VRBO is by the time you're done with all their fees, it's twice the price.
So this one, yeah, you're right. Because most of them, by the time you paid fees, it was just as expensive as a hotel, if not more. We got this one for $200 for two nights. Hmm. Yeah. And it's plenty big enough for the, you know, three of us. And it's literally a half mile from the stadium so we can walk. So anyway, so I'm like doing all this like out of the box thinking for, you know, renting stuff, trying to save money because the fucking, like I said, like now that everything's opening back up, shit's fucking expensive as hell.
Oh, everything's crazy. And it'll take some time, I think, for everything to even back out again.
Yeah. But Nick's last day of school is tomorrow too. And if you could see me, I'm doing air quotes because Mondays and Tuesdays are his days online virtual school. And all of his teachers pretty much on Friday said, we're not doing anything. So there's no actual classes today. So he's out driving around somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, luckily next year will be better for everybody.
It's definitely going to be. I mean, everything's like, you know, opening back up, which is great. And, you know, people are traveling again. I did have a client come down with COVID.
Oh no.
1 week after her second dose.
But, you know, that's the thing.
She hadn't quite gotten that full immunity yet.
But people are still going to get COVID. It's just you're not going to get as sick.
Right. I mean, she said she feels pretty shitty. But, again, she also was still within that, you know, because it's 14 days after, you know.
Yeah.
Those kind of thing. But, yeah, she's in New York City.
Yeah. I mean, that's tough. And that's going to have to be the other equalizer over these next couple of years that, like, people are still going to get COVID. It's just not going to be as devastating and as widespread, hopefully, with the vaccine.
Now it'll be more like, because, you know, I hated it when everybody was like, oh, it's just like the flu. So why is everybody worried about, you know, early on?
Well, that's unfactual info.
Right. But now I think it'll be more like getting the flu because after you've been vaccinated. Do you know what I mean? Like if you've been vaccinated, it's closer to, yeah, we're all out in public. You know, you're going to get a cold or, you know, if you get the flu, you might get sick. You might, you know, bronchitis kind of thing. It's going to be more like those illnesses.
It'll be less life threatening.
Put you in the illness. Yeah.
Right. So speaking of post-COVID life, probably like a lot of people, I was catching up on all my doctor's appointments this spring. Literally had a doctor's appointment every week for probably 10 weeks. Cause you know, you got to hit them all. And I went to the skin doctor or the dermatologist is also what they're called.
It's like professional terms. That's what they like.
I'm like, that doesn't sound right. A skin doctor. That sounds gross. Actually.
It's like spin doctors, but that's a group.
Yeah, totally. Well, so long story short, they found a melanoma. So I just went through that whole process, which is not a ton of fun. You know, I've had other stuff removed. It's, you know, I've spent 10 years in a tanning bed and my entire life out in the sun, really with not any sunscreen. I won't lie. I mean, and we're not even talking about like shenanigans at the beach, but you know, I endurance ran for 10 years. I spent thousands of hours out in the sun and riding, same thing. So, you know, sure enough, the spot that they found is basically right outside where my normal tank top lines would be. So I'm almost certain it's from running or riding. And, you know, they took it and I didn't think anything of it. And my phone rang while I was at Girl Scouts one afternoon and just out of instinct, I answered it. And it's the doctor. And I don't know, I couldn't put it all together, but literally she's just like, you have cancer. And I'm like, what? Wait, what?
Wait, hold up. What?
Right. Just an out of body experience. Right. And you know, I've got like 14 little girls. We're on a fake camping trip. I'm like, wait, what are we talking? Who are you? Who is this? So, you know, at that point, my mind had shut off. But what she had actually continued to tell me was, you know, they found a melanoma. It looks like it's zero or one staging, you know, cancer stages, 0 to 4 for being very, very bad. But I had to get it removed the next day. And luckily they removed it. The margins were clean. There was no reason to test lymph nodes, because I also didn't understand that the concern with skin cancer, with melanoma, is it spreads to your lymph nodes. Mm-hmm. And when it's in your lymph nodes, you're done ski. Like, yep. There's not a great way out of that.
It's in your lymph nodes, you're done ski.
Yeah. And that's what she said to me on the phone. She's like, we think there's no reason to check your lymph nodes. I'm like, wait, why are we even talking about lymph nodes? Now it's happening. I don't understand. I had no idea that those things were connected. Now I know. So all is well with that. That has been removed. But my whole point of bringing that up is I just want everybody to take the sun way more serious than I did. Like, it, you know, and I made 1,000,000,000 jokes about like, oh, someday I'm going to die of cancer. Someday I'm going to die of skin cancer. I don't care. I'm, you know, I'm going to lay out here with baby oil on, or like, I'm half Mexican. I don't need sunscreen. I don't burn. Man, when you get that call that like you have cancer, you're like questioning every decision you've ever made in your life.
Oh, absolutely.
So,
and look, I spent my whole life in the summer. I mean, you and I talked about this, right? It's not, mm-hmm. I mean, in the sun. I was a sun worshiping woman. I love the sun. My mother had a tanning bed in the house.
Yep.
Nobody keeping my ass out of the sun. Not just that. When I was running around as a small child in Florida or in Chincoteague in the hottest motherfucking sun. Ain't nobody put sunscreen on their kids back then.
I don't even think there was sunscreen. Truthfully, I'm not joking.
I mean, I feel like there had to have been something, because that little copper tone ad with the dog pulling down the girl's swim trunks.
I certainly never saw it.
For 100 years. I know nobody was putting sunscreen on me. And I know people used to talk about how I was brown as a berry, which never made sense to me, because berries aren't brown.
But that is true. At least they weren't saying anything racist. So you got that going for you.
Yeah. And, you know, and I remember several times as a teenager getting really sunburned. I mean, just like with some blisters and stuff, because again, nobody was smart enough to use sunscreen. I definitely did the baby oil thing. Who the fuck didn't? Mm-hmm. Years in tanning beds. Even as an adult, I did it through my competition years. I mean, I did it less, but I would, you know, tan going into a competition. Tan all year long. You know, there's even the one instance that I decided to use melted butter.
Oh my God. What were you?
I told you about that, haven't I?
Wait, recently?
No, not fucking recently. I'm smarter than that. Come on.
Yeah, sure.
It was, I was a teenager. I'm going to say maybe, I mean, I'm sure I was in high school. I might've been a little bit younger. And I was like, well, if butter browns a turkey in the oven, then surely butter would brown my skin in the sun. Except there's a couple problems with this. One, it wasn't real butter. It was margarine. I'm sure that was the problem, right? I'm sure it wasn't the butter. It was the fact that it was margarine. So I literally melted it and I smeared it all over my body and I went out into the backyard. And all I did was attract a lot of fucking bugs. And I did not actually get brown. So it doesn't work. Don't do it.
Were you smoking your nail painted cigarettes or whatever while you did that?
Oh God, I forgot about that fucking story. I forgot to tell that one in my little, my little docuseries podcast, but yeah.
But the thing is, like, in the 80s and 90s, these things made sense.
Right. I mean, look.
And now we're paying for it.
I mean, God, I don't know where we heard or what somebody told us, but you know, it was me and my cousin and this other girl, I think it was the same girl we stole the car with. It might've been the same fucking night. Who fucking knows? And, cause I just told the story of stealing the car in the last podcast. So we smoked Virginia Slim cigarettes and we painted them with fingernail polish.
And get high.
Fingernail polish on them because supposedly you would get high faster. I don't know how we didn't fucking catch on fire. I mean, like, who, what, who, why, and what? Some of the dumb shit that we've done. Oh, wait, another funny story just about personal safety, because I will forget to tell this in my podcast, but I figure I'd just get it out there because it's one of those other really funny dumb things that you do as dumb teenagers. So, you know, I talk about The Gift of Fear, that book that I love so much. And, you know, we talk about, you know, all the just personal safety, right? Because we So do you remember the chat lines? Not the 1-800 because they cost money. The very expensive party lines, right?
Yes.
Were around, right? So again, Chrissy and I, forever shenanigans, right? Clearly we did a lot of dumb shit and probably another girlfriend of hers. And we're doing the party lines. By the way, your parents will eventually, these don't exist anymore, but your parents will eventually get that telephone bill and you're going to get in a lot of trouble. but we met someone on a party line and we wanted to try getting high with some weed. And we set up to meet them in person.
Oh my God.
Up at the elementary school. So the elementary school from our house was not even a quarter mile, because I talked about how I used to walk to school. So it was like five houses up the street, down a major highway, by the way, like 175. So we set a time to go meet this person. So we go. Now, we did take a knife with us just in case. So we took a kitchen knife with us. Just
to make sure you get a felony if you get caught.
Right.
But just make sure it's a felony.
And the while we're there, we also decided to set a dumpster fire.
Oh my God.
I don't even know if it took. I mean, I think we were like fucking around and I don't think it happened. And now, you know what? For the life of me, I can't remember. I think the guy did show up, but there was no weed.
Right, because he was just a creepy pedophile serial killer.
It was a guy like a teenage guy. It wasn't like, you know what I mean? It was just, how fucking dumb.
Super dumb.
Super. So don't do that either. Don't meet strange people on chat lines and then go actually. So this, you know, like online dating, like you got to have some safety. So
yeah.
Use butter. Don't paint your cigarettes with fingernail polish. And don't go meet random dudes.
Yeah, because someday you pay for all of it. Someday you'll be in your 40s and paying for all of it.
So you had another health scare. I don't know. Do you want to share that?
Well, yes. So I'm the only person ever who has two cancer scares in 1 week. Like legitimate. Well, like one was a phone call from a doctor. You have cancer. So I had the melanoma removed on a Monday. I already had a physical scheduled for Wednesday. Didn't think anything of it. Went and did my physical, did my blood work, and my blood work came back horrible, like scary bad. So my primary doctor kind of freaked out. So I go back, basically went back and did the blood work every day for a week. And the platelet count was through the roof, which, you know, you need platelets. Platelets help your body heal. But the problem is platelets will also indicate if you have cancer, different kinds of cancer, like internal cancer, not skin cancer. So my primary is like, I don't know. These numbers are really scary. It's not attributed to, you know, this melanoma. It can't be attributed to any of that. I'm very worried it's indicative of something else. You need to go to an oncologist right now. Now, this is 4 days after I just had cancer removed.
And then you immediately went to Dr. Google.
So I did. Well, after which, you know, because the doctors talk quick and she's like, you know, so I'm like, what is she even fucking, what's a platelet, right? Like, what are you even talking about? So I did go and try to like at least understand what they're talking about. So I did go to Dr. Google. I will say that a lot of the information made sense, that it was no big deal, right? You know, once I actually started looking at the numbers and it was something like 1% of people with high platelets, it's indicative of cancer. And they were mostly over 50 and they were mostly men and they mostly had other signs, yada, yada, yada. So I'm like, okay, this should be okay. But then there's always a chance, right? And I just went through this whole, literally that same week, went through having cancer removed. And now I'm having to get an appointment with an oncologist for a secondary scare. So it was I'll cut to the chase. It was a very, very rough month. It was probably one of the most emotionally devastating months that I've had. And it took 3 weeks to get in with an oncologist. And in those 3 weeks, you just sit thinking like, what if this is it? You know, like what if, I don't know what this guy's going to say. We have no idea. I don't know where this is going to go from here. You know, worse things have happened to way nicer people. So this could be it. And it's very traumatic. It was a very traumatic few weeks. I immediately found a therapist. I actually immediately found a therapist when I got the call for the melanoma, because it was like emotionally diving off a cliff.
Yeah.
And even, you know, and everybody kept saying, well, it's just melanoma. Everybody gets it. It's no big deal. I'm like, well, A, none of that's true. I know you're trying to make me feel better. You know, you probably had a spot removed. Nobody called you and said you had cancer. Right. And I don't care. It's me, right? Like, that's great.
I'm not you. And hasn't Jim had skin cancer too? Your husband?
So he's had a bunch of atypical things removed.
But not, it never came back as cancerous.
Right. So I've won for the first.
You win.
Yeah. Legitimate cancer.
I want to make sure we were clear.
Right. I won the cancer race. So I got a therapist immediately, and, you know, she's actually been great. And so I've been working with her, and it's funny because, you know, my first meeting with her, I'm like, this is why we're meeting, and the melanoma, and we're still waiting for the test results back to make sure that the melanoma was removed and we didn't have to go look at lymph nodes or anything. We worked through all that, you know, and so I meet with her the next week, and she's like, okay, so how are things going? I'm like, oh yeah, well, I probably have different cancer now.
Like hypochondriac. No.
Right. She's like, cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. And I'm like, I realize when I'm saying this, like how crazy it all sounds, but I'm fine. I met with the oncologist 3 weeks ago. He was actually fantastic. And you and I had joked right before the meeting. I'm like, I think you said something like, what do you hope the guy's going to say or something? I'm like, well, I hope the guy's going to say, you're fucking nuts. Go home.
No, your exact words were, my best case scenario, he says, you're stupid, go home.
Yes, that's right. And
so I knew the morning that you were going, I said, fingers crossed, prayers that he says, you're stupid, go home. And then right. Message me, like, that's pretty much what he said.
I mean,
go home.
This guy was great, because I was like on the verge of puking. I mean, I have been like, honestly, just traumatized this whole, the 4 weeks that this went on. Like I was having trouble functioning. It was bad. But so this guy sits down and he's Brazilian. Not that it matters, but it adds a little like zest to it. and he's just, I mean, it's different.
Than, like, it doesn't matter, but you know what it does? It's a little zingier when he's Brazilian.
Yeah. I like the story better that way anyway. And he basically said, you're stupid, go home. And, you know, we sat and talked for 45 minutes. It just kind of, it turned into this conversation about life. And
that's great that he spent that much time with you too. I mean, that's so fantastic.
Right. And I think it was his lunch break, to be honest with you. And he actually said to me at the end, he said, listen, I've been an oncologist for 35 years. I spend my days telling people the most horrible news they're ever going to hear in their life. He said, it makes my day when I can tell somebody you're perfectly fine, go live your best life.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know, I probably made him repeat it like 8 times. I'm like, but so is it 0% chance
this
is
recorded on your phone too? But hang on.
Hey, I'm going to need this for the record. So can you repeat what you just told me? I did. He was fantastic. Everything's fine. You know, he said, yes, you probably have a blood disease. It's not one anybody cares about or treats. So I'm like, is it a disease if we don't do anything about it? I'm like, then why call it a disease? Why don't you just call it like a superpower or something?
Probably, or yeah, like a superpower.
Right. So yeah, so that's actually been my last month. And as I, you know, now I've kind of cleared it, I'm in a little bit of a better place. I think I learned a lot of amazing lessons that I'm trying to keep clinging to, you know, because it was certainly a life-changing moment. And I don't want to slip right back into ignoring the important lessons I learned. But, you know, I also realized there's probably a whole lot of people going through the same thing I am, because everybody was backlogged on their medical stuff, right? So everybody's doing all their preventative stuff.
I don't know. I kept going to the doctors during COVID, so...
Probably not all the same preventative.
I did my GYN. I did my skin doctor, because I do that once a year for my scan. My primary care, I was in there. I don't even remember for what. Might have been my physical. I can't remember. I did my colonoscopies. I I don't know. I'm a doctor girl. So I'm just like regularly at the doctor. There was nothing about it that frightened me to go during COVID. So I was like, I'm just going to keep doing my thing.
Well, I mean, I think most people, you know, because offices didn't have appointments and blah, blah, blah.
A lot of people were not, I mean, because it's been all over the news too.
Right.
All this preventative shit that they're worried about, people are now going to come in with stage 4 cancer because they had it 18 months ago and weren't going to the doctors because of, you know, COVID or whatever. So,
So a lot of people are probably going through what I'm going through. I know I'm not special, but.
You are.
But if I am special. But, you know, so I did post it on Facebook, which I really debated. You know, I don't want to post this to be like a sympathy look at me thing, but I did post the melanoma situation because it just so happens that May is melanoma month. Mm-hmm. And I was like, huh, it was shocking to me how many separate emails and Facebook messages I got from people who were like, oh my God, you know, I've had this spot that I've been ignoring and I probably got 10 people who messaged me and said, I saw your post. I've been putting it off. I made my appointment today.
Yep.
So that I'm happy for.
Been all over my husband because he does not, you know, his Greek olive skin tone and he does not feel like he ever needs to put on sunscreen. Oh, I'm sorry. His version of sunscreen is an SPF 4 or an 8.
Yeah.
And which so, like that doesn't count. In fact, I threw anything that had 4 or 8 on it away.
Cause that's not, that's no point in that.
There's no point in this. And I made him promise that he has to put sunscreen on every single time he is going to be out in the sun, period. I mean, he should be putting it on every day like we do, right? Like I got it in my BB cream.
Yeah.
I got other sunscreens because, you know, with my lupus, I can't really be in the sun that much without it hurting. So literally hurting. So, you know, I have like $5 million worth of, you know, the top sunscreens to make me not, you know, die. But I get my skin checked. And he's had two things removed. I'm sorry. He's had 3 things removed. 2, like right under his eye, little spots that were cancerous. And 1 right off like the top of his butt. So it was kind of like the lower back, like right on the top there. And that was just this past year. And it wasn't cancerous, right? So it was
the atypical or whatever.
Whatever the hell. But you know, it's not like you haven't had spots. I mean, fortunately for me, I've never had to have anything removed. Because everything on me has been okay. But, you know, it's, you got to take this shit seriously and you will pay consequences for dumb shit you do as, you know, a teenager, young adult. And, you know, you will pay the piper. I mean, there is no getting around it. So, you know, you gotta be smart. Look, I hate not being tan. Hate it. Hate it. So I found this really great sun, you know, fake tanner. I put it on, slap it on once or twice a week. Do I love it? No. But does it at least give me a little bit of color? Yes. Cause I know that I am never going to lay in the sun and get a tan ever again in my life. So I just, you know, do what I got to do with a little bit of, you know, fake tanner.
But you know, if you have to pick like mortality over vanity, hopefully that's mortality, you know, and that's the point in life, I guess we are. 20 years ago, it was vanity all the way.
Absolutely.
But you know, it changes. Like you having kids changed it all. And that was my immediate like emotional meltdown. It's like, oh my God, what if I did something so stupid 20 years ago, also up to like 10 years ago, that's going to kill me and ruin their lives. And just the watershed, waterfall guilt of that. Was crippling.
Yeah.
Was really crippling.
And of course, you know, on the flip side of that, there's absolutely nothing you can do about things that you've already done, right? But you can, like you said, hold on to those sort of the life lessons you learned in the last month, you know, like you really do have to like value the time that you have right now. And, you know, cause if it's your, you know,
live like you're dying. Like
you're dying, right? Yeah, my favorite. We both said the same one, right? Yep. You gotta live like there ain't gonna be tomorrow, right? Mm-hmm. YOLO, whatever the fuck. But you gotta make sure you're in the moment and you're not worrying about what you've done or what's going to happen, because that, you know. But take precautions and be smart.
Yeah, yeah, and to the point of, you know, living like you're dying, which I hate to say, but those 4 weeks I really felt that's where I was, and it's really shocking your change in perspectives. Right. And just your change in what matters and what's important and things that you thought quite literally were critical the day before, I couldn't give a fuck less about.
Right.
Right. In those 4 weeks, I didn't give a fuck about so many things that I waste so much time and energy on.
And that's exactly why you went through what you went through. Right.
Probably, hopefully.
It is to help you see and appreciate what really matters. Right. But again, that's like, if you just ignored that life lesson and went on about being, you know, way concerned about this dumb shit or that dumb shit or, you know, whatever, then you'd probably have another life lesson come smacky in the face. Right. It's just like, these are the like pebbles.
Yeah. Right. And that's what
this might've been a rock. I don't know if we were at the boulder level, but it was
damn near
like, you know,
yeah. Yeah. The Oprah, analogy. Yeah. Anyway, so that's my
one last thing, because we haven't done this in a long time.
Yeah.
So we got to catch up on what we're watching.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, it's been a long time since we used to talk about this all the time. But, you know, we've both been searching for like new shows. So I'll say right now, I just finished the first season of The Wild. It was one that kept popping up in my Amazon Prime forever. And then my client, you know, I was just like, oh no, that looks like, I don't think so. And then my client Caitlin was like, oh no, you got to watch it. Like, the character development's really cool. And I had nothing better to do one night in a hotel room at a show. And I was like, yeah, I'll start watching it. And I really liked it. So I just finished that. I'm watching Cruel Summer on Hulu. I hate that I have to wait a week, you know, cause it's not finished yet. So I'm still waiting for that one to come out like every week. We just started Homeland. Finally, right? So we got like 10 seasons of that to go. And we just finished watching Queen of the South, like I know you did. Very happy with the ending. Glad we watched that one. We also just watched two really short series, which I have decided that now I like these limited series things that like will come out on like HBO or Showtime, because it's like 10 episodes and done. You're not like, you know, 20 seasons worth. So we just watched The Undoing with Nicole Kidman.
I heard that was good.
Really, really write it down. You're going to watch it. It's really, really good. That one's on HBO Max, I think. Super good. Like, whodunit, like, the whole time. And then we just finished Your Honor, which was on Showtime. Mm-hmm. And that's with Bryan Cranston. Also, another, like, what the fuck's going on, like, the whole time. I mean, super stressful to watch, because it's like super intense the whole time. But they're one and done seasons. So like, if you're just kind of like looking for something to watch. So that's where we are as we wait for Ozark to come back on, Yellowstone to come back on.
Yellowstone starts Sunday.
Are you sure? Because you said that and I looked up and I couldn't find it anywhere.
100% sure. It starts June 20th, Father's Day.
All right. Well, that's fantastic. Oh, and we are still watching Handmaid's Tale. So that's, yes. Yes, I watch a lot of television. But
Well, I'm 20 minutes away from the end of The Wilds, which I say The Wildings all the time. That's Game of Thrones, not what we're talking about.
But do you like it? Do you like it as much
Love it. Like, I'm 20 minutes from the end. I watched it this morning when I worked out and I was like, okay, I'm going to pause this because I want to focus on the end, but I don't see a season two.
There is. So I went searching to see if there was.
Where is it?
So season one, the characters in season one are still going to be a part of season two, because you'll see that as it ends, because they're not done. And then, but there's a new group that is going to be stranded on an island coming up for season two. I don't want to spoil it any further than that.
Oh, so season two is not out yet.
No. But there will be a season two. Yes.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, so I really like that. I actually just watched Halston, you know, the fashion designer Halston. Mm-hmm. Netflix just did a limited series on it. And I watched it and it was really, really good. And I guess, however the channels sync up or whatever, something popped up in my Amazon Prime of a real documentary of Halston. And I just really thought it was well done. I wish I'd watched the documentary and then the Netflix series, but it was kind of like a powerful thing to watch during Pride Month. Halston was a famous fashion designer in the 70s and 80s. And it was really sort of flooring to even look back in that time period in my lifetime and see how horrible the LGBTQ community was treated 20 years ago in my lifetime. Mm-hmm. Cause Halsta was gay, but you couldn't even really be out. It was a really good documentary. He's got an amazing story. It's sad, but, it was a good tribute to that. The other thing I'll say that I watched, so during everything I've been going through, I'm like, I can't watch true crime. I can't watch anything sad. I can't watch anything heavy. I just cannot do it. So my biggest piece of advice to everybody is go watch the Nate Bargatze Netflix series. I laugh.
What is that?
Nate Bargatze.
I don't know who he is.
He's a comedian.
Okay.
He's got two full series on Netflix, and then he's in another one called The Stand-Ups. I actually had seen him on the Today Show and had watched his series. I have watched them probably three times. I laugh so hard I could pee my pants. They are hilarious. He is so good. Just well done. It's not, and it's clean. You know how a lot of,
or is it an actual like series?
He's a stand-up.
Right. So the shows you're watching are his stand-ups.
His stand-ups. Oh. Yeah. One from probably a couple of years ago. And then one he did just during COVID, but it's like, it's clean, hilarious comedy, like pee your pants. It's obviously kind of done for people of our age group, because a lot of the jokes are like middle-aged focused, but definitely I recommend everybody go watch Nate Bargatze on Netflix. Yeah. It is well worth it. Yeah. And that's kind of what I've been doing.
Excellent.
I think that's all the news I have to report.
All right. Well, I think we are all caught up, and this is going to come out in July, right before we drop the, so again, stay tuned for the special series. Can we say what it's called yet? I mean, I know we don't actually reveal it until several episodes in, but I mean.
Yeah, I think
the title, right?
The Fit Fanny Project.
Right. Which is Tiffany, your sister / client's name.
Mm-hmm.
So it's rearranging the letters in her name. So Tiffany Fit Fanny. So that is the name of the project. And we'll release all the episodes at once so you guys can binge them.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. I guess we'll pop back in here definitely in August after the show and as things come up, and then we will return to our regular programming at some point.
Yes, when life slows down maybe a little bit. So don't get weird.
Use your head.
Wear sunscreen.
Please
don't
do it.
Don't meet random guys from chat lines.
Yeah. I don't even know where you...
On your cigarettes. Use your head. It'll all be okay.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. Bye.
Put those life lessons in there at once. Bye.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to Coaching and Cocktails, the podcast. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts or anywhere you like to stream your favorites. Bye.